Sadly, we'll be wrapping up our journey through the Acts of the Apostles, which, as we've said before, is not just a nice recounting of the history of the early church. It's our playbook. It's for today, not just for 2,000 years ago. Because this is what our life in an apostolic age is supposed to look like. Exactly what they experienced. Trials and tribulations. Okay, Paul and Silas were being persecuted heavily, beaten, and then jailed. I had a chance to be at the prison in Philippi and was meditating upon this. Beaten, things were looking terribly dire. What do? They sing God's praises. They're singing hymns and crying out to the Lord from jail because they had faith in the resurrected and all-powerful Jesus. And then an extraordinary sign happens, an earthquake, something wonderful, and it gets the attention of the jailer. And then he tells a few people, and then they invite them in, care for them, share a word, baptized. Our life should look no different. Difficult times, look what's going on. The apostolic response is sing God's praises and beg him for an extraordinary outpouring of his power. Not sulk and complain because Jesus can't do anything there. Sing his praises. I don't know how you're going to do it, Lord, but you're going to do something because I'm going to ask. And when we ask, you respond because that's what you said you would do. Give us an extraordinary outpouring, signs and wonders. Not just like the cool 2,000 years ago. Oh, it would have been great to have been there. No, now. And it will grab people's attention because this age doesn't know where to look. But when Jesus manifests his power, people pay attention. Miracles. Work. And then what happens? They invite us into their homes. We share a word gently. And they say, can I be like you? Baptized, converted, a follower. Whatever it is. So we have the trials and tribulations. Step one, complete. Step two, what is our response? Beg the Holy Spirit, as Jesus promised. He said, I'm going, but it's even better that I go, because wait till you get a load of this guy. Because he's amazing. Because he's the outpouring of love between the Father and the Son. Beg him for extraordinary signs and wonders to completely overwhelm this world and us. And people will pay attention. And they'll come begging us to have a little bit of that. Step two is crucial. And it's the step that depends completely on us. Trials and tribulations, check. Begging for extraordinary outpouring. Singing God's praises, which means looking at all that he's doing. Thank you for that, thank you for that, thank you for that. Give us more big stuff, Lord. So that people can simply come to know and love you, not us. And then the others will fall in place. Our playbook. So let's beg today, amidst the trials and tribulations of our own lives, of this world, and there are not few, sing his praises and beg for an extraordinary outpouring. Don't know how you're going to do it, but Lord, make it wonderful. Simply so that many can come to know and love you. And that's our job. Step two is in our hands. Brothers and sisters, but Jesus promises the Spirit who will do extraordinary things, even greater, Jesus said, than the things that you've seen me do, you will do. Either Jesus is a liar and we've all been duped, or he meant it. And he's just waiting for us to start begging for even greater things than he performed. Increase our faith, Jesus, increase it.